What's going on, everybody? We are live for the first time ever. My name is Jonathan. This is Comic Book Cinema, and I am joined today by Mr. Jason Gault. So today we're going to discuss, we're going to get right into it, Jason, right into the thick of things.
Okay.
James Gunn's DCU has already found its way into just a little bit of controversy. Recently, I posted a short video on YouTube, on TikTok, on Instagram. I pointed out my concerns with David Cornsweet's new outfit as Superman. I'll start off with this. I'm glad that they brought back the red underwear, okay?
Love it, yeah.
I absolutely love the colors and that they're trying to make it more comic accurate, okay? We're trying to make it more comic accurate. But it looks a little baggy, and it looks like thick carpet. It really honestly looks like the Star-Lord edition of the Superman. That is not very exciting for me. And also, don't forget some of these other behind-the-scenes photos that have emerged showing the Guy Gardner Green Lantern. Oh, boy. Have you seen those, Jason?
I have not, John.
I'm going to put it on the screen right now because I have concerns. And even Hawk Girl's outfit here, it doesn't look very great.
Okay.
What are you
I'm gonna be able to help you out a little bit, John. One, you have to assume that that's not the way that the costume is going to look on screen. Because every superhero's costume gets a little CGI on it as it comes out into the public. So I think that is not the exact, I don't think it's going to look as baggy.
Personally. Does every costume get CGI afterwards in post?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, I know Captain America's all did, because if you look at sets or pictures from Captain America, the suit looks completely different. It's not as bright and vibrant, and I mean, they're going to make it pop more on screen. So,
well, that's almost like a filter. When you look at the behind-the-scenes photos of Henry Cavill playing Superman, who, by the way, it's a controversial thing to say because I love Christopher Reeve. Christopher Reeve is an absolute legend. He will always
do it, John.
My part. I'm going to do it.
Jason. Do this, John.
Henry Cavill is the best Superman of all time. As far as his look, I'm not saying his films were the best, but I'm just saying as far as this guy literally looks like he's chiseled out of granite. Okay. He looks like a Greek god.
He wasn't bad. I don't like any of his movies, but it's not his fault. It's literally he's fine, but I mean he's not as good as Christopher Reeve.
And I'm certainly not a Snyder lover, like, or a Snyder diehard, like a lot of these Snyderverse. Bring back the Snyderverse.
Release the cut, John.
Because here's the ultimate truth: all of those DCEU films. Even Batman versus Superman and the Justice League never touched a billion. I think that the highest one was like in the 700 mil territory, but that's sad considering you're taking the two most iconic heroes of all time, Batman and Superman, and you can't make a billion, at least a billion. I mean, I know a billion is a lot of money, okay?
But yeah, signs of concern. That's the reason they went the way they went. I will say another positive, I think positive. The costumes look they look like they're straight out of All-Star Superman, which is my favorite Superman story. And if that's the vibe we're going for, I'm going to be extremely happy with this Superman.
Same here. I mean, I understand that people want Superman to be happy and not be breaking necks in his first movie, okay? I get that. But I just have concerns, Jason, these early costumes that are coming out. And once again, everyone in today's day and age thinks that everything has to be 100%. Like if you can't just lean right. You have to be a full-blooded Trump supporter. And you can't just, if I say that I hate, you know, one of the Snyder films, that means I hate Zack Snyder. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that the DCEU had a lot of failures, okay? Birds of Prey was really, really rough.
The Emancipation of One Harley Quinn?
Yeah, that one.
I didn't know that it was called Birds of Prey.
Well, they changed the title, yeah, afterwards. They changed
it was Harley Quinn - Birds of Prey -
Hey, check it out. We got some, the nerd champs are in the house.
Hey.
DC loves collars and turtlenecks now.
Hey, they've always loved turtlenecks, man. Michael Keaton rocked a turtleneck in every Batman movie.
Well, he didn't rock it with his costume. I mean, it's one thing for
Bruce. You don't know what was under that.
I get what he's trying to say because, yeah, you got the Pattinson who, honestly, Jason, the more I think about the Pattinson Batman, I think that I'm leaning towards not liking it that much. The movie was good enough. It was very long.
Very long.
Very, very long.
But, some would say it's like three movies in one movie.
But I don't know. Like, his interpretation of Bruce Wayne was the toughest thing for me. Bruce Wayne. It's just plain and simple. It was not Bruce Wayne. It was emo kid or Kurt Cobain, Bruce Wayne.
Nothing wrong with Kurt Cobain, Bruce Wayne. No hero needs neck. He's right. John, think about his neck, dude.
Neck, bro. I'm not feeling it. And the same thing here. We'll go back and show this photo. We got the turtleneck for some reason. You know, I don't know why, what the deal is here. You know, why we're going full turtleneck on everything, but
let's just talk about the fact that is that who is that beside? Is that I can't believe I'm blanking on his name.
Mr. Terrific, Jason.
Mr. Terrific. There you go.
So he looks very comic accurate.
Yes. So does the suit. The suit looks very comic accurate.
Well, here's the thing to that argument, okay? In the comics, his suit was not that baggy. His suit was not as baggy as MC Hammer's pants.
It could be, John, it could be that they plan on doing, you know, some CGI to it. And it could be, it's hot outside right now. I don't know if you're aware of this, John.
Well, I understand that. I'm actually not far where, you know, I travel for work. I'm not far from where they shot the film, which was in Cincinnati. I'm only a couple
hours hot?
I should have just called into work one day and checked it out. But everything is wrong with Kurt Cobain, Bruce Wayne. So I know just from these comments who we're getting here from the Nerd Champs. I know this is Dan. Both of those guys have been on the show before. Jason, I don't think you've ever been on the show with these guys before.
I don't believe so.
They're super awesome guys. Thanks, Dan, for the comments. And Dan does not like Pattinson at all.
How's he feel about Man of Steel?
He doesn't like that either, Jason.
He doesn't? Oh, we agree? Hey, Dan.
Man of Steel was a critically divided film. 50-50 probably, somewhere in that ballpark. Maybe 60% of the audience liked it. Everybody looks at a film differently and everybody gets something unique from a movie. Yeah. I personally just don't see how everyone didn't love that movie. I thought it was so well done. Action sequences were so epic. I know you hate the way the father died and everything. That was
your very favorite. Much so.
That was just them showing, you know. And but once again, this is Snyder, who's a little controversial with the way that he does things. But that was just them showing that his dad was so willing to keep that secret that he literally died in a tornado just to keep that secret.
I always made the argument, and I know you disagree with me. But personally, I always made the argument that the reason that the whole DCEU didn't work is because they got Superman wrong. Because Superman is such a linchpin in all of the rest of the Justice League. Superman has to be this so Batman can be this. So they have to kind of like, they just couldn't interact. And that's the reason Batman is a murderer in the Justice League movie. Also, yeah. It's really not Cavill's fault. I think when Cavill is allowed to beat Superman, it's fine. Like he's good, but it's just, man, like they missed the boat and they never could land it after that. Even though I think Wonder Woman was pretty close. I like their interpretation of Wonder Woman.
So. Yeah, there were some positives from the DCEU. I think you're pretty much on point there. Here's the thing. Everybody wanted Superman to be happy. He was dealing with a really, really rough situation on his first day of being Superman, okay?
I get that.
He literally, you know, put on the suit and learned how to fly, and then 10 minutes later, he's got to go deal with a world-ending event where he's got to fight three beings of equal strength all at the same time. So he was dealing with a lot, a really grounded, real-world take on Superman. And everybody, you know, my TikTok video that went semi-viral, there's like 110K views. That's
hey,
it's not too bad. But a lot of people in the comments are making the argument, well, Superman values life. This Superman valued life as well, okay? But it's not like he can control where he gets thrown. They're throwing this man through skyscrapers of hundreds of thousands of people. And, you know, there's only so much you can do, man. He doesn't have any help from the Green Lantern Corps, that's for sure.
He doesn't have any help. Yeah, I kind of agree with that as well. Like, I want my Superman to be better and bigger than life, to give me something to aspire to. It's not the fighting. It's not the fight that I have a problem with. It's the, my dad dies in a tornado, and then I just go off being a hobo for like an hour and a half of the film. It's all of it. Like,
he had to discover himself, Jason.
To me, they missed the boat with Superman. And he does fly. He does fly. And he's
drone, Dan. There's only so much you can do.
I know how you feel about that movie. But ironically, because we're going to James Gunn's DCU, we know how James Gunn feels about that movie. Because he made Brightburn as a complete, like, as a reaction to the way that Superman is raised in Man of Steel.
I don't know that that was a reaction. I think that was just a way.
He used the same font in the trailer as Man of Steel.
I'm curious to see what James Gunn does. And a lot of people think that I am some type of James Gunn hater or DC. You know, I want the DC universe to fail. No, I want it to succeed. I think that there's so much potential. You know, I think it's an interesting strategy to start off in a world that's already pre-populated with super people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not going the MCU route where they're going to slowly introduce us to all these characters at once. No, in this new James Gunn Superman film, we're already going to get to see Guy Gardner, Green Lantern, Hawk Girl, Mr. Terrific. I feel like there's maybe one more. Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. I do love the casting for Lois Lane, and I do love the casting for Jimmy Olsen. I don't know if you've seen a picture of him. I don't have one, unfortunately.
I have not.
He looks so much like Jimmy. And here's another comment from the Nerd Champs. You get to Justice League, and everyone is mouthing like you had an inspirational Superman. The audience is like, did I miss something?
Me and Dan agree. Like, we're like lockstep on this.
He said, everyone is mourning. Like they had an aspirational Superman, and the audience is like, did I miss something? Yeah, sure. Dan, look, there's a lot of inconsistencies and flaws with the old DCU. I think that that's why it's getting rebooted. I mean, it was, at the end of the day, it was a failure. You know, I don't care how much of a Zack Snyder fan you are or how much of a Zack Snyder hater you are. At the end of the day, it was a failure. That's why we're getting this reboot. That's why David Zaslav made the decision to make James Gunn and Peter Safran the head of this department, like the Kevin Feige for the MCU. Mm. They said, we need to change course, change direction. But James Gunn also did something that was a little controversial. He's going to keep John Cena in the role of Peacemaker. And that's something I'm not a fan of. If you're going to reboot, if you're getting rid of Henry Cavill, who was the best Superman of all time, you have to get rid of everything, you know, clean slate. We need to reboot everything and start afresh. So I'm interested to see how they're going to do that. You know, maybe they're just going to say that, oh, the Peacemaker in this universe just happens to look like John Cena as well, but he's a completely different character.
Peacemaker, like that's James Gunn, like James Gunn used it in his movie. If the only thing has been James Gunn as a universe. So not like he showed up in the first Suicide Squad or anything crazy like that.
Here's another comment from Nerd Champs. If reboot isn't clean, it doesn't work. Yeah, I mean that's my thoughts exactly on that. We'll see.
Maybe John Cena can be the Psycho Pirate when we get to the Crisis on Infinite Earth.
Well, they are keeping Jason Momoa, but he's apparently going to be playing Lobo instead of Aquaman.
That excites me.
Me too. I think that's a good choice. Some of those deeper characters like Lobo, we don't know about as well. Even Brainiac, like most mainstream audience members, don't know about these characters and villains from DC because we really haven't got a really full fleshed out universe like Marvel has gotten the opportunity to do.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that, you know, if it's done right, it can work.
Yeah. I have some concerns about James Gunn's DCU, too. The man said that Flash was like one of the greatest movies ever made. That happened.
You have to keep in mind that he benefits from that promotion. I think that he was just trying to promote those final DCEU films because obviously they want him to succeed at the box office, and he's the current head of the DC studios. So I don't know how much that was, if he was really saying that from his heart or if he was just trying to
promote. I hope not.
Oh, we got somebody else popping in the comments here. The Flash was definitely the best movie ever made.
Look, that's Jeremy Doty.
When that film first hit, I thought that the concept of it was really cool. It was cool to see Nicolas Cage Superman who
fighting a giant spider.
One of the members of Nerd Champs thinks that that's the best Superman ever. Totally not joking about that. No, but Flash was not a terrible movie, in my opinion. The special effects were really bad. I'll give you that. Given that you had Ezra Miller, who's a complete psychopath, playing the Flash.
A menace to society.
I didn't think it was that bad. I thought he turned in a good performance as the Flash. The special effects were the big sticking point, I think, for a lot
of people. That baby, John.
Yeah.
Those babies, dude?
Those babies didn't look too good, and neither did the Flash suit. It looked like very Green Lantern-esque. We got Dan here, not this one.
Oh, he's talking about Nicolas Cage being the best Superman, I would assume. I mean, obviously the best Superman is Dean Cain, but we'll get back to
that. Right, yeah, we can get back to that later. It was cool for every character other than Flash. Yeah.
I mean, so, we got Michael Keaton Batman. That was cool.
Yeah, I mean, that was great. You know, I think the whole concept of the multiverse, some people love it, some people hate it, but I like it. I'm a sucker for that. I like seeing Michael Keaton come back as Batman. I like seeing Hugh Jackman come back as Wolverine. I just don't see how any fan cannot be excited about that concept. People have talked about Henry Cavill coming back, and I told him in the comments of the other video that I posted, said it's not going to happen, but then I started thinking about it. It could happen in 5 to 10 years from now, if they ever get Crisis on Infinite Earths or some type of multiversal event.
John Cena's the psycho pirate. And that's what we need. That's what I need. He says witness.
I mean, there's a lot of possibilities there, you know?
I have some questions because he says it's heavily going to be inspired by All-Star Superman, which is, once again, my favorite Superman book of all time. Even though I just read one, Superman Up, Up, and Away, it's fantastic by Tom King, but that's another story. He could have an Andrew Garfield moment. That's true.
Yeah, I think that that's a possibility, you know. That's the only possibility at this point. It's, you know, it's full reboot. David Cornsweet, I think, is right at 30. Henry Cavill, somewhere in that lower 40 territory. So they're probably looking at the future and beyond.
I wouldn't mind seeing like Henry Cavill do like a Kingdom Come movie later down the road.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Even though they've already given the S of Kingdom Come to Mr. Cornsweet here.
Ah, yeah. But that's such a good S. I love that S. I love it a lot better than Henry Cavill's S.
Unpopular opinion, but okay, Jason.
I don't like Henry Cavill's S. Like it I don't know what it is.
I loved Henry Cavill's suit.
I know.
I thought it was great. It is a little controversial to take away the red underoos.
Yeah, definitely. Even though I just started Superman and Lois, I'm on the first season of that.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have the underoos.
That uniform or that costume is really similar to Henry Cavill's.
Mm-hmm. It's like a mixture of the new one and Henry Cavill's because he has the neck thing and he doesn't have the underoos, but you know. All right. That shit's all right.
It means hope in Krypton, Jason.
I apologize. It does mean hope in Krypton.
Yeah, so it's not an S. Just like Henry, Lois Lane told us in Man of Steel.
She did tell us. Lois Lane's always telling us stuff about Superman. His mom's name is Martha.
So after that, we get a Supergirl film. We're getting a Swamp Thing. I think it's a series, if I'm not mistaken.
Very excited about that. I love Swamp Thing. I hope it's based on Alan Moore's run.
Jason, did you ever watch that older Swamp Thing series that came out when they first released the DC Universe?
Yes, I did. I really, really liked it. It was like a horror movie. Like, it was very, very fun.
I think that that was a really well-done Swamp Thing, and you could almost take that and use it in your universe, but they're clearly not going to do that. They're going to...
Yeah. Are you ready for a controversial take?
Sure.
I adore the 80s Swamp Thing movies. They're cheesy, but I love them.
Yeah, Swamp Thing is an interesting character, you know. How do you put him in a character, or I'm sorry, in a movie with Superman and Batman? And it's going to be interesting to see once they introduce some of these characters, whether it be through a Superman film or their own show or movie, mm-hmm. are they going to bring all them together and put them in the Justice League? Like, are we going to see Swamp Thing in the Justice League?
I mean, no, well, Swamp Thing's not a Justice League member that I'm aware of. Like, but right. generally he shows up. It, like, they'll be doing something, and he'll just bubble up out of the water and be like, that ain't going to work, Batman. And then he just bubbles back down.
Just such an odd character, honestly.
He really is. But that is the thing I'm most looking forward to James Gunn's DCU. I want Superman to be All-Star Superman, super happy, hopeful, great film. And then I want him to do a Batman movie, and I want it to be dark, and Batman has a son that I know we have to keep it PG. Do you think they'll keep Damian's origin?
Probably. I mean, I think that James Gunn is being loyal to the source material here.
You know Damian's origin?
He was tortured by Joker, right?
No, Damian was born out of a sexual assault on Batman.
Oh.
Talia al Ghul roofied him.
It's very likely. You can get away with that if you do it the right way in a PG-13 film.
Yeah. And also, Damian's like a murdering sociopath. So, like, I'm curious to how that's going to work.
Well, so they've already talked about that. James Gunn talked about that when they announced the slate. He said that he's going to be a murderous little, and I can't use the word, but so, yeah, that should make you happy, Jason.
I love it. I'm excited about that. And I want to see those characters bounce off of a super happy Superman.
Yeah.
And then eventually there's a fantastic run of comics called Super Sons. And it's Superman's kid, Jonathan and Damian, who are best friends, like solving crimes. Like, I want it all. Like, if you're going to do it, do it.
Sounds a little Young Avengers-ish to me.
Yeah, but Young Avengers could work. It's just what they're doing right now. It's not working.
Young Avengers is just not a concept that I'm very excited about. I don't know if they're still going to do it, though, Jason, because they're starting to get to the point now where they are cutting down their output to just three films a year. Are we really going to have time to get to a Young Avengers film?
Probably not.
Yeah. Batman is going to have to be pretty old if we're getting Dick, Jason, Tim, and Damian.
Unless they just acknowledge it like they do in Crisis. Or in New 52, where they're like, yeah, he's Batman. He's 33 years old, and he has these sidekicks. And just don't worry about it.
Just don't think about it too much.
Yeah, that's what they do in New 52.
There's been a lot of rumor and speculation that it's potential for Alan Ritchson to be playing the new Batman.
Reacher?
Yes.
Yes, that's what I want. What?
I think he would be great. He doesn't look like he looks like he could be 40-ish, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe early 40s, and I think that would be young enough yet old enough to service that plot. You can be 40 and have a 20-year-old kid. I think that's a great possibility. Young Avengers is a Young Justice / Teen Titans ripoff.
Not wrong at all there.
From the Nerd Champs.
Me and Dan are like, we agree on a lot.
Yeah, I need to get you guys together on the show. I think that y'all hit it off pretty well. I'm not a fan of the concept, and I hope that that's one of those things that quietly goes away. Just like, oh, please, Lord, help the Eternals project, the Eternals Part 2 to just quietly go away.
That's done. I didn't think they were doing that anymore, right?
Well, yeah, I don't think that they've committed to a sequel.
Thank God.
But I honestly never want to see the Eternals pop up ever again.
No, I'm good with them just being off in their own little universe.
Yep. No more questions about the hand sticking out of the ocean. Just don't Don't talk about it anymore. So as far as James Gunn's DCEU goes, or DCU goes, it has potential. But but here's the thing. We don't know anything other than, let's go back to these pictures real quick, other than this, okay?
That's not a bad costume. It's just a little baggy, but it's hot outside.
I mean, I just can't get over that costume, guys. It's it looks like it's 115 degrees in that costume. The red underwear should be tighter. You know, they look like Huggies, honestly, almost here in this photo, Jason. Not a fan of how baggy the outfit is, okay? I love the colors.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm glad that it's bright again. Heck, I'm even glad that his red underwear are back. I'm not trying to pass judgment on the film because the movie, we haven't even got the first trailer yet. It's just not a good start in my mind.
I'm curious if they're going to do...
Tim Collins with a super chat. No, I'm just kidding.
Did he super chat?
No. I'm the best looking guest by a mile. Tim, you know what? I'll give you that.
Probably.
Tim. I think you're a handsome man. Definitely a handsome man. Here's Nerd Champs again. All the suits are touched up with CG now. See, that's another argument, but I don't know that I agree with that. And here's why. Henry Cavill, when you look at those pictures of him behind the scenes, the suit looked just like the suit did in the actual live action film. Iron Man was a one big example. Green Lantern, another big example of lots of CGI work done afterwards. You said that there was some like filter work with Captain America. I don't know about that. I never, you know, seen anything like that. But really, when you think MCU, there aren't that many costumes that have been digitally altered in post.
Captain Marvel.
I don't think that her. When the actual mask comes on, yes.
No, I'm talking about the whole thing. Like they touch it up.
How much can I think they do with those special effects, though?
I imagine they're going to make it not as tight, and it's going to have a bit of a glow to it. And when they have it a bit, or not as loose, when they have that glow to it, it's going to look tight. I think. I could be wrong, but...
And other people have speculated that it could be the suit that Martha makes for him.
And I would like that.
You know, maybe that's just his first suit that we see in the film. Here's the dude Doty with the Green Lantern suit was awful, LOL. This is certainly was. It was really bad. You know, on paper,
everything about that movie was bad.
I mean, that was back during the Dark Knight era, Jason. That was a while ago.
I know. They had a plan for that movie to tie in with the Dark Knight. There's a post-credit scene in that movie.
Here's the Nerd Champs. Have you seen Cap/Falcon's floppy mask pre-CG? I don't know that it was that floppy. I mean,
it's pretty floppy, dude. It's pretty flappy.
It was flappy. I hope that that's the case. Either A, like I said, that this is like an early version of the costume in the film, or B, that it gets touched up in post. Yeah, because like I said, once again, I'm glad to see the red drawers back, and I'm glad to see the bright colors. I think that that needs to be on display with Superman.
We agree there. I'm wondering how, because it looks so inspired by All-Star Superman. At the end of All-Star Superman, the book, spoiler alert, they kill Superman. Like, they kill it. Like, he dies.
Yeah, they better not do that.
I'm wondering if instead of he'll come close to dying, and then he'll be like, you know what, maybe it's time to start a family, and that's how you're going to get Jonathan Kent into the DCU. I want that Damian and Jonathan team up.
That type of stuff, I think that we need to wait at least 10 years for. We're already starting off pretty fast with introducing the whole Bat family in the first Batman film. We're already introducing several characters in this new Superman film. I think that we need to take it slower. You know, you don't need to start doing Young Avengers or Teen Titans or whatever from the very get-go.
I'd like a Teen Titans movie too, just say.
But we're already going to get Nightwing, and we're going to get, I guess, the Red Hood, Batgirl, the whole family.
Which means there's a Joker in this universe.
Yes, there is.
I kind of hope we don't see him for a while. I don't need any more Jokers in my life. Like, I'm Jokered out.
There's already a lot, that's for sure.
There is. One's a musical.
It will be a musical. Yeah, and I think that Dan from Nerd Champs is going to help me review that one.
I wonder, I am excited for that movie. I'm very curious of what they're going to do.
It's definitely not going to be a failure, Jason. We got Nerd Champs coming in again. General public is not ready for Pool's that deep. I agree.
That's possible.
Yeah. You need to slowly work your way into that territory, like Marvel has done. You know, now they have the cred, the street cred, to introduce a character like Moon Knight, Miss Marvel, even Kate Bishop. They kind of work their way into that position. So DC, I think that they need to pump the brakes just a little bit, but I'm very excited. Trust me, when this movie comes out in theaters, I'm going to be there opening weekend. I'm rooting for it. I don't think it's going to do good at the box office, but I hope it does well at the box office.
You don't think it's going to do good?
No, and this is why, Jason. I'm glad you asked, because think about the current reputation for general moviegoers for DC. It's in the gutter right now. I mean, yeah. Firmly, full-fledged in the gutter. If this film comes out and makes a humble, you know, 500, 600 mil, but is a very, very good film, that's their first step in getting back into good graces with audiences, with general audiences.
I think if the trailer is good, they very well could have a big, it's all going to be based on that trailer.
I don't foresee this movie making a billion. I hope it does, but I just don't. Nah. Mr. Tim Collins said, if it's the Bat Family angle, they should go for the Gotham Mafia families led by someone like Black Mask.
Ooh, I would like that. I want Court of Owls as well. Like, I want a good Court of Owls movie, but I would love a Black Mask as well.
We got Black Mask once already in the fabulous emancipation of one Harley Quinn. I thought that actually Ewan McGregor was not a bad Black Mask.
Yeah, he was fine. It's bonkers. Insane.
Yeah.
Trying to be PG here, John.
Probably the only good thing about that film was his interpretation of Black Mask. Margot Robbie's a good Harley Quinn, but the film itself was just a little, yeah, like you said, bonkers.
She was fine in The Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, she's great as Harley Quinn, but that movie was just junk, honestly.
Definitely.
A big pile of junk. And I want to say thank you to everyone who's throwing these comments out, mostly the Nerd Champs and Tim, who are both in the Nerd Champs, but I really appreciate it. Here comes Nerd Champs again. Who's up for the ventriloquist?
I want Professor Pig as well.
I think that it would be a good idea to get some of these villains that we haven't seen as much from, just to kind of set your movie apart from everything else that's already out there. Because we've gotten a lot of Batman and a lot of Superman over the past several decades.
We've had a lot of Jokers and a couple of Riddlers and a couple of Penguins.
We've definitely gotten a lot of Batman content, Jason.
We have. I wouldn't mind a good Mr. Freeze either.
A Mr. Freeze that is serious. You know, that's not everyone. That's the problem. Everyone thinks, just like before The Dark Knight Rises came out, everyone thought that Bane was just this unable to speak hulking monster. And he is a hulking monster, but he can talk, you know, and everyone kind of got a slightly different impression of Bane from The Dark Knight Rises. It would be really cool because in my brain, I go back to one of the Arkham Asylum games. I forget which one. It was one of the more modern ones. But we got a Mr. Freeze that was really scary. There was like a boss fight where you had to fight the guy. He seems like he's like 7 foot tall. And it's just, I think that there's a lot of potential there. Tim, once again, ventriloquist would be perfect. I agree, Tim. I think that would be a deep cut. And if done properly, it could be really cool. But yeah, we'll see how it goes. You know, once again, I'm rooting for it to succeed. Only time will tell. But I do have initial concerns, Jason. I don't know if I've showed this picture yet or not, but
John, do you got some concerns?
I have some concerns. You know, I'll say this too. I like the belt. I think the belt looks good.
Yeah, I do too. I like the yellow. I think all the colors are perfect.
Certain aspects of it also look a little cheapish to me too. So I don't know.
I think the cape looks good. I like that as well.
Yeah, the cape's not bad.
Also, I like the promo picture of him putting the boots on with the giant Kamehameha outside. I thought that looked cool.
That was a little concerning when it first came out because at that point, we didn't know if he was going to have the red underwear, and it looked very dark. That was my biggest complaint then was, dang, we're going to do a dark Superman again? Anyway, thank you, everyone, that joined us live. It's been a pleasure. I think that you know, considering this was my first live stream, I would say that it went pretty decently. And I really appreciate you joining me, Mr. Jason Gault.
Oh, it was a lot of fun, man. I appreciate it. This was fun.
Tell everybody where they can check you out on social media and everywhere.
Oh, wow. There's a lot. You can follow me on Instagram at JasonG413. And also my podcast is Instagram, which I never use, that Jason Explains It All. Also, I have a podcast on Spotify you can find called Jason Explains It All. And also, I did another podcast called Your Imaginary Podcast. So both of those are fun. You'd like them.
And I've been on a few of those, at least one of those podcasts before.
Yes, you've been on Jason Explains It All. I explained The Court of Owl Sheep, the entire book series. Okay. That's went through right. The whole books.
Yeah, it was fun. Also, you can check us out on TikTok, Instagram, at Real Comic Book Cinema. We also have a Facebook. For those of you that joined us today live and threw in the comments, and those of you that might join us afterwards or whatever the case may be, thank you so much for being here. And until next time, have a good one.